From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, and I'm here with your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. This week, we're dedicating your favorite hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia to the power of literature. That's right. Why read books when you can just listen to us talk about them?
It's much easier. It's kind of like an audiobook, except it's audio about books.
We're going to be revisiting some of our favorite games about the written word, and we're going to be interviewing actress and author Lauren Weedman. She's going to be talking about her most recent book, Misfortune, Fresh Perspectives on Having It All from Someone Who Is Not Okay. Jonathan, how okay are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10?
Yeah.
I can't give it a number, but I'm okay, and everything is fine. Everything is going to be fine.
So in our first game, we're joined by puzzle guru Art Chung as we ask our contestants to identify famous books based on their actual one-star reviews on Amazon.com.
Let's see how well contestants Jackie Backman and Spencer Owen do in this game.
I sure hope you enjoy learning about whales. I swear, 85% of this book is various lessons on whaling, the origin of whales, whale's distinction, whale body parts, whale sperm, different color whales. Jackie.
Moby Dick.
Yes, you're correct. 85% is about whales? That's, you know, you got a whole 15% for the romance.
A little bit. It's like going to see Planet of the Apes and complaining that there's too many apes in that movie.
Right.
First of all, it's nothing like the future is probably going to turn out. Second of all, everyone says the author, George Orwell, is so trippy and weird, but I think he's just trying to cover up for the fact that he can't write. Jackie.
War of the Worlds.
No, I'm sorry. Spencer.
1984.
That's correct.
The plot had great potential for making a powerful book, but Harper Lee's approach to writing seemed a mismatch. One can hear the plot wheezing by as it's being choked by Lee's attempts at cuteness and nostalgia. Jackie.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, that is correct. I wanted them to write, it has nothing to do with killing mockingbirds. A great disappointment.
Hardly any mockingbirds in this book.
No instructional.
It might be a nice book if there was a story here. It ends with the guy Marlon Brandon. That's what it says, Marlon Brandon. Played in the movie Apocalypse Now, going crazy, and Conrad never explaining why there should be a fascination with him. Spencer.
Heart of Darkness.
That's correct.
Heart of Darkness was never going to be a nice book, ever.
The worst book ever. Who cares about dogs in the Yukon? Okay, a dog could really go from being spoiled in California to the best dog in the Yukon? Huh, believable, right? Take my advice, don't read. Spencer.
The Call of the Wild?
Yeah, that's right.
Again, it's a novel. What are they supposed to be fictional? It's not supposed to be real.
Also, it's about dogs in the Yukon. Don't read it if you don't care about dogs
right.
in the Yukon, you dummy.
And I've been to the Yukon, and it can change a dog, I'm just going to say. Yeah. All right? All right, this is your last clue. This book won the Nobel Prize. This book should be placed in solitary confinement for 100 years. This is to save both on time and trees used in printing of this book. Spencer.
100 Years of Solitude.
Yes, of course it is. Well done. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how did these contestants do?
They did great. And Spencer, you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Congratulations.
Clearly, not all writing is created equal, because on one hand, you have Wuthering Heights, and on the other, you have Twilight. You know, both are best-selling novels with difficult love stories. One's a literary classic, clearly, and then the other one's Wuthering Heights.
And it's just proof that it doesn't have to be highbrow literature to be a good book.
Are you a guilty pleasure reader?
You know, I don't know if this qualifies as a guilty pleasure, but I found the Game of Thrones books to be unstoppably enjoyable.
That's some serious high nerd cred right there.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. I mean, like, I like your, like, Game of Thrones books. I thought you were going to be like, you know what I enjoy? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Da Vinci Code.
No, Dragon Tattoo's okay, but I found Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. My problem with that book is that they're constantly eating sandwiches. I feel like there would be some action, and then they would take a break and have some coffee and sandwiches. It got a little boring to me.
What kind of bread were they using?
Yeah,
so now I just want to know that. So in this segment, we brought in Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett, who are writers and robot puppets on the cult television show Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And as you may remember, Mystery Science Theater 3000 was a hilarious TV show where a human and his robot companions watched bad movies and made fun of them. Kevin and Bill talked to us about their current project, Riff Tracks, which continues the fun by providing humorous commentary on all sorts of films.
Then we quizzed them on the titles of some lower-brow yet equally entertaining writing in one of our favorite games, This, That, or the Other.
We essentially watch an entire film, yep, a short or a long film or a feature, and we do a commentary track in which we try to make fun of whoever's on. I'm making this sound really dry and boring. Really,
the key word here is wow. Try to make it funny.
That's right. Like, we attempt. We
dare. We actually succeed occasionally.
We do.
So when you're in a movie theater watching movies just for pleasure, do you have to stop yourself, hold back from just yelling out all kinds
of... No, I'm actually kind of a prig about that. I don't like talking in the theater. I tend to shush people who are like me.
Yes. I'm the same way. When you pay money to actually hear the movie, that's fine. When you pay money to hear us... then we will let fly.
So, Kevin and Bill, I'm going to name an item, and all you have to do is tell me which of three categories that item belongs in. Because of your particular areas of expertise, today's categories are weekly world news headlines, choose your own adventure books, or actual movie titles. For those of you who are unfamiliar with some of these categories, the Weekly World News was a supermarket tabloid that specialized in articles about aliens, the Loch Ness Monster, Elvis sightings, and it now lives on as a website. The Choose Your Own Adventure books were a popular children's book series from the 80s and 90s in which the reader could make decisions that affected the outcome of the story. And titles of movies are titles of movies. We're going to alternate questions between Kevin and Bill. And just tell us, is it a Weekly World News headline, a Choose Your Own Adventure book, or an actual movie? And the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. We're going to start with Bill. Bill, purple squirrels on the rampage.
I want it to be a movie, but I don't think it is. Choose your own adventure.
No, I'm sorry. It's a Weekly World News article.
See, the word rampage is key here.
It could be anywhere. I guess. Okay, Kevin. Uh-huh. Chopper chicks in Zombie Town.
Wow. That's got to be a movie.
That is a movie. That's correct.
Yep.
I auditioned, did not get a callback.
Were you going to be a chopper chick or a zombie?
A zombie? Yeah.
Try for the sequel, which is Zombie Chicks and Chopper Town.
Okay, Bill, Prisoner of the Ant People. It's hard, right? Could be anything.
Movie.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I stink at this.
It's a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Wow. Wah, wah.
It does sound like the worst adventure of all time. It's like, of the ant people? We'll just,
what kid chose that?
Okay, Kevin. The Dracula Fish Returns.
Weekly World News.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Okay, Bill, War with the Mutant Spider Ants.
Movie.
No. It's a Choose Your Own Adventure.
The adventure I chose was Great Shame.
Are you sure you didn't pick from Choose Your Own Nightmare?
If you want to answer this question wrong, turn to page 4. Okay, Kevin. Deathbed, the bed that eats.
There's been a lot of Weekly World News, and it does sound like a title with a colon in it, so I'm going to go for movie.
You're right, it's a movie.
You had to get that right, didn't you?
It does seem like you can rule out Choose Your Own Adventure on that one.
Right before bed. Right?
The bed that eats?
Yes.
That
just like.
All right, Bill. Surfer Ghost.
Oh, no.
I know, you're very gun-shy, I can tell.
I've been wounded. Weekly World News?
You got it!
Yeah!
King of the world!
Okay, Kevin. The San Diego Chulapa Monster.
Chulapa. Oh, I know about this monster, and I believe this would be Weekly World News.
Yes, that's right. Okay, this is your last set of questions.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Bill, the Great Zopper Toothpaste Treasure.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
That's right.
Ah! Oh, thank God. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Kevin. Quaxer Fortune has a cousin in the Bronx.
You know, I'm seeing Matthew Broderick here. I'm going with movie.
It is a movie.
Wow.
Starring Gene Wilder as Quaxer Fortune.
Wow.
Gene Wilder, right in between the producers and Willy Wonka.
A little art movie.
A little art movie. Quaxer Fortune. Well, our long national nightmare is over. Art Chung.
Yes.
Puzzle guru. What happened in that game?
Well, we found out that Kevin has a subscription to the Weekly World News. Because he is our winner.
Coming up, we'll sit down with Lauren Weedman, actress and author of the collection Miss Fortune. Fresh perspectives on having it all from someone who is not okay. Also, nonfiction books and the big screen collide in a movie trailer game for the ages. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.